This episode of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Tuesday, it's the Bob Hope Christmas Special with Lonnie Anderson, Larry Gatlin, the AP College All-Americans, and Loretta Swit. Followed by the Dean Martin Christmas Special starring Eric Estrada, Andy Gibb, and Beverly Sills. It's a night of comedy Tuesday on NBC.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome to our show.
Now we're going
to
start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's the Michael Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Josh Schroeder, and Rob Speedwack.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
See you later, World Cup.
Sorry. Doesn't it come back in a few years? Can you wait?
Wow. And I'll get to it in a second because it's a big story.
I thought
it was
supposed to be my side asking people to leave.
A lot to say on it. I could go right from the beginning, but let's a little decorum. Lord knows I like decorum after hopping off one of those vessels that we here in Florida get to drive to and hop on and go a cruising for 3 nights with my son for his 13th birthday.
A lot of times those cruises have like themes. Was this good manners? Was that the theme of this cruise?
No, this cruise was different than when we were on the other one. And when we were on the other one that we went on for the show,
right.
I hadn't been on a ship like that in a very, very long time, like a crazy long amount of time. And now within a year, I'm doing it again. And we hopped on the, what was it called? The Celebrity Reflection, which left from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, cruised down to Key West, and then up to Nassau in the Bahamas. And I need a sound effect for the Bahamas. Okay.
How is a summer cruise?
That's
a lot more kids?
No. No, not on this cruise line, because this is not a kids' cruise line, which was made clear to me right from the beginning. They needed the kids need a few more bells and whistles. Didn't have that, but I've also got an evolved enough son where he can handle that, and so they had a sports court on there, and that was enough for them. It was certainly enough for them to be gone most of the time while Mrs. O'Mara and I, headed over to the martini bar.
Now, which painting, was very, painting very in special. Broad strokes, would you say that the Celebrity Cruise Line, would you call it a good outfit?
Yeah. Yeah, because because one of the things that, you know, the biggest thing, I think, for anybody on a cruise ship is you're going on there to eat. You're going on there to wine and dine. And man, oh, man, oh, man, compared to our friends. What does MSC stand for?
We looked it up.
Is mediocre.
Well, it's a European country, and we assume that's why the food's
Mediterranean
so bad.
No, something.
Mediocre supper club, I think it was.
There you go. There, you found the food. The food was really, really good, and that was fun. That was fun for us.
Marine Stewardship Council.
What is it?
The Marine Stewardship Council.
Yeah. See, that's a dry outfit right there.
That is. It's no good.
Is that the second time in the show we've said outfit?
Yeah. Like but within you the first said it 5 minutes genuinely, of the show. And I said it ironically.
That is. That's a questionable outfit.
Here's Andy Parks to talk about this outfit.
Not quite sure what that outfit.
Did they
about.
Have the same quantity of food as the MSC?
Yeah, sure. They all have the same quantity
Huge,
of food.
Unstoppable.
But
right?
Here's the coolest thing. This is the best thing, and Josh knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you get in your car. You drive an hour and a half.
Right.
You drive to the boat. You get on the boat. You go on the boat. You come back. You get in your car and you drive home. I love
that's,
it.
That's amazing. The best part. I mean, I used to drive an hour and a half just to go to D.C.
Well, Rob,
and there was no boat there.
Oh, so. By the way, Rob has. Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
Rob could take Carnival Cruise. It goes out of Baltimore.
Yeah,
he could drive.
That's true, and I'm
The only way Rob's going to get on a cruise ship is if it like goes up the river into Doswell, Virginia. I go away for 4 days, and I come back. And what's his show prep? It's fucking King's Dominion
Mike,
again.
This is something a little special, though. This is more than just a trip.
The only thing that would make it special to me, Rob.
Yeah. Oh boy.
No, I don't care. I know it brings you joy, so I'm happy.
Remember.
But it would be special if they like kicked you out or something.
He was invited. The opposite.
He was invited to be like an influencer.
Yes, but there was a second invitation that happened this morning.
Really?
Quite a surprise. They are shooting commercials for the second part of this season.
Hold on. Wait, are you getting right into it? Are you getting right into your thing?
He jumped right into why
After 700 years of doing a show, do you know anything about like showbiz and pacing and timing and when to launch into that? You know,
you left an opening for it. I thought that's what you wanted.
No, I want to get to your thing if it involves a TV commercial.
And start with the influencer day or something to build up to the TV commercial. The TV commercial's a
big
deal.
He's excited. He's excited about it. That's good. All right, so we'll get to that in a second. I'm here to tell our listeners right now that I came into a house that was 83 degrees.
Yuck.
And I don't know because I'm in here and he's out there working on it right now.
You're there.
And so I've got to, from a very nice cruise, in spite of the Bahamas, was worthy of, a little bit, you're tired when you come back from one of these things. Mm-hmm. And, I could have done the show earlier, but, we taped it at 4:30. And so, it's late in the day here and, was able to relax in the 85 degree house to a degree. No, it's none of it's good. No, getting back today has not been, the problems have been multifold. And, there's a lot to get to. And I will tell you that the review that I left online for the cruise, was a lot of nines and tens. I gave him a lot of nice.
That's great.
Great, great service and really, really good food. The only problem with the booze.
Turning into a cruise person.
I like the idea that it's cheaper than a hotel. Yeah. I dig that a lot.
I watched a video this week and then started looking into it. That where the whole point of the video was, it is cheaper now to live on a cruise ship than to rent a home.
Yes. I've seen the senior citizens that take their nest egg and they just live on a boat. That's what they do.
I looked at the map. It would be math. It'd be cheaper for me. Mm-hmm.
Guy from Hampton Roads in Virginia sitting next to me at the martini bar. He, what did he say? There were a couple of them that were, there was a lady I was chatting with her friend. She has been on this year, 18 cruises already.
Wow.
It's a lifestyle. People do it as a lifestyle. Do you guys remember that man dancing when we got off the MSC ship? Do you remember the Japanese guy that was dancing? Do you remember that?
No. Not at all.
I haven't been on another cruise, have I?
Was that the end of the war? I mean, when did this happen?
No, this guy was on our cruise too. Okay. It's a lifestyle for people. You're do it all the time.
Seeing this guy when you're drinking?
The problem was Saturday night, I can't do it. It's the only thing that's kept me out of rehab. I hurt myself and I cannot play. Mrs. O'Mara was ready on Sunday night. She was ready to go. That was my son's official birthday. They brought him out a nice little cake. It was very sweet. It was very nice. His buddy Nick. There's nothing like a friend that has no neediness. And by the way, I experienced it with my daughters. I've experienced it with my niece and nephew. The low-maintenance children are the ones, the non-needy kids are the kids that get invited on these things. Okay, so that my son's buddy Nick, just zero neediness and delightful and pleasant and great to have around.
Self-sufficient. He just takes care of himself. Yeah.
Earned himself another trip.
He's a good little athlete. He's chill. He's like, you're not going to get a lot out of him, but it's not, I don't want a lot out of him. I want to, chill out. So the thumbs up with that.
Was he good at the martini bar?
He was nowhere near the martini bar.
That's good, Mike.
I had remember when our friends at that Chinese restaurant we like so bad brought out the lychee nuts? You've been there when they've done that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got rather captivated with the lychee nut martini.
It's a sweet drink, I guess.
That was my beverage of choice on Saturday.
And that's why you didn't have a very good Sunday.
It's because, it's what I also chased it with at the end of the night.
Oh, what
I switched to the espresso martini.
Oh, so not only were you just hammered and sick, but you couldn't sleep for the caffeine.
It was horrible. It was high. It was all my own doing too. It was all my own doing.
Carrie's undoing when we took a cruise, I guess for our 10th anniversary, was the night before we disembarked. She decided she was going to have 40,000 mojitos.
yeah, it's not. And I can't do it. I can't.
If there had been cell phones in those days, there would be footage of her in the airport just holding her head. She was really hurting. So I think
it was bumper sticker wisdom was right, and I might as well admit it right now. He said, good idea to bring a friend for Michael so they can entertain themselves while Carl and I were swinging.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Did you put three rocks outside your cabin?
That, no, we put a little squishy.
Those butters bring everyone in.
The only negative.
The butters.
The only negative. Yeah. Would be, once again, a negative that I experienced with Mrs. Soroka when we went to Atlantis in the Bahamas, and that grift they have outside of Atlantis for using the pool facility, the water park.
Yeah.
They want some money.
It was prohibitive.
So you revisited that?
Yeah, thinking maybe something had changed. No, nothing. Thinking because he was 13.
Yeah.
That he'd be able to go by himself. No, they want they don't want an adult for supervision. They don't give two shits about supervision.
Money wasn't the issue. They leaving the kids so you could go to the casino.
No, money was the issue.
Money was the issue.
Money was 100% the issue. The bottom line with that, because they want essentially almost $300 per person. They want pretty close to $900 to go to a pool.
So, and their angle on this, correct me if I'm wrong,
it's got a water slide and all that bullshit.
They say they require supervision of the kid, but what that really means is that an adult has to buy in as well.
Yeah.
So it's like selling an extra ticket. So,
yeah, that's what they wanted. And I can't
imagine $900. I can't imagine the cruise was much more than that.
You're not going to have anything of a fun nature when you get off at a port that is not going to be a grift. It's a grift.
Yeah.
It's larceny.
That's how they build an industry,
and that's how they do it. So
the best thing to do during a port of call is to stay on the boat
because it's less crowded. I'm inclined to agree with you.
And go get a massage because there's discounts at port.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you just you deal, and there you go.
I'm not sure I would get a massage, actually, on the island of the Bahamas.
I went by a place.
I bet that's the kind of place that you get a very distinct indication when the massage is over.
I will tell you, I went by a place. Some of the worst handwritten signage you'll ever see. But overall, back on the ship, an older ship and a ship that was beautifully maintained.
It was wooden, wasn't it?
And I just marvel at these creatures, these cruise ships, because they're just, I love watching them come into port, go out of port. I like watching the, doing the people watching on there. And by the way, the type of people that were on this cruise were really cool. And people got, on MSC, nobody got dressed up. Really? Did they really get dressed up on our cruise?
No.
But on this cruise, they did. And it was fun to watch. And I liked it. And I would do it myself.
When you were talking to these denizens, these people that are taking 15, 20, 30 cruises a year, were they all short hop cruises? Or are there some people that did like a week?
The guy I was talking to from Hampton Roads. He was doing the 3 nights, and he was staying on the ship when we came back into port, and he was gonna go back out again for another 4 nights.
I think you can actually pick up a cruise close to where he lives down there, because that's where they have the shipbuilding industry.
Yeah, but the variety of ports and all that, it's just fun, and it's easy. And
you should take they do a cruise. It's a 7-night, 6-day cruise from Hampton Roads to Richmond. And it's got all the things.
Jamestown.
Yeah, Jamestown, Williamsburg.
Alexandria.
And because it is a Williamsburg cruise, Mike, it is a wooden ship. With three huge masts.
Yes. And a paddle.
Well, those are the cheaper seats down
below. It's got the mast and the paddle wheel, which makes it special. So all in all, really, really good. Just beware of the Bahamas. The Bahamas are just a racket. They spend in these ports, they spend the all day separating people from their money on the cruise ship and separating money from their fellow Bahamians.
And making it loud and confusing.
Yep.
So you're even more pandemonium. Willing to hand out
I
money.
Wonder how many
By the way, if
on
you're
going to
take hold on a second. If you're going to take a cab to one of the big hotels on Nassau on Paradise Island. $7 a person. That's
just
what you
the
should
flat
be paying
rate
to get to the Atlantis place, because it's close. It's close, but you know, there was one guy that tried to double it on the spot.
Sure.
And you know, and then he said $14 each. And I said, see ya. And I got out. I said, no, I meant $14 for both of you.
You were throwing off the vibe of a traveler that knows what he's doing if he was trying $14. Yeah.
You know, it's just, the guard is up on that day. But where we live for my son's birthday, he is now a teenager. I can't believe it.
How great is that? That's wild.
I am stunned that he is a teenager. And wow, it's just the time, you know, when you're an older dad, time flies anyway, but when you are an older dad, it's just, it's astonishing. It really is astonishing. So I'm thrilled for him and thrilled for his buddy Nick, who had a great time. And I give it a thumbs up if you get it. For older people, I don't think it's a kid's cruise. I don't think you want to take kids on there. It's not what I would call the kidliest kid cruise. No water slide on the boat. None water slide.
Was there an ice cream machine that you had easy access to?
There was. It was not a machine. It was a machine and scooped ice cream for
free. Was there a guy to do it, or did you have to scoop your
own? There was a guy to do it.
Oh, tell me who was in a white uniform.
He was in a white uniform.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm there. That's
awesome.
And
it was rum, right? And it was as cheap as the cheaper cruises. So we were happy with that, too. And as Josh says, you get a better hotel. You know, I feel like I'm a spokesperson, but Mr. Soroka gets credit because he introduced me to this form of entertainment.
Well, I'm glad to know that you had a good time, because I did not foresee you coming back with a positive experience.
We don't demand a lot. And Carla, this was her first time. Mm-hmm. And she was hysterical on the cruise. Just got like bombed on Saturday night, and then
I thought you meant there was actual hysteria. Like she was screaming.
She was like,
out of control.
I thought she was worried.
Like she was really, really kukula on Saturday night. Like it was fun.
She needed the break too.
She did, and then last night
stateroom was air conditioned. So
it was air conditioned. And all I know is I'm comfortable in here, so something's got to be working again.
That's great.
The idea of the cruise was very, very special. The idea of Carla going to one of those cruise entertainment specials in the theater, in the theater they have in the back of the ship, was how do I analyze it? It was not Broadway.
Sure.
But it was not dinner theater. And the only thing that they had a young singer who reminded me of Rihanna a little bit. She was that good. And they had another singer who was a blonde girl and just belted out the songs.
Two questions. Was it like a themed show, or was
feel
it
the
just
funk, Rob?
Okay,
feel the funk.
And that being said, was there a Rob Spiewak in the show? Because I know you like to. And
no,
there was not a Rob. Good. That's very good.
But I'm also going to say,
so they do the same show for 6 months.
Yeah. They do it and do it. And the dancers, both male and female, that came out there, the ladies in particular, just all, you know, not quite at that Broadway level, mm-hmm. but let me tell you, pretty damn fine. And Carla was digging on it. It's vanilla. It's as vanilla as it gets,
You're
right?
You're passing probably, 70 minutes, and what this is they are
60,
not good enough.
Actually, 60.
They're not good enough for Broadway, but they are good enough for people that bought the drink package.
And
that's their target audience, and you're going
to
love it.
But as you sit there to the side and we had a really good, I said to Carla, you know, it's first come, first serve. And you just walk in and you get a seat. It's cool. I love that.
You bring a drink in with you?
Carla did. Yeah.
Good.
I had a Diet Coke and she had some sort of martini and maybe a glass of wine. Not sure. And we got the
wine martini.
The theater was large enough that that we actually sat on the second level up, which I would kind of call the Prince Charles, King Charles seat. You know, we kind of overlook the main theater where you're really close to the stage, but you're not like down in the front row. Mm-hmm. And Carla was just like, look at them. And she said, and we looked out, and I wrote this down. How did I put it? American audience, dead and dead. American audiences sit on their hands, right?
Yeah.
And just sit on their ass and do nothing. I don't know why they're there. Well, right?
I would have given anything to be there. I mean, I like Carla just fine, but I think the perfect pair to go to that show would have been you and me.
Here's what I will say about these shows.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because when we get up and do a podcast in front of people, it's a... You know, it's as close as we get to actually being on a stage. We've been on multiple stages.
Sure.
We've done shows. You know, you're doing a show. You want to have a reaction. And I just have to say that I'm a good reactor in an audience.
Yeah.
I like to whistle. I like to put my hands together. I like to get lively. I really do.
And you reward the performer.
Yes.
That's the deal.
It's a form of politeness.
Of course.
And there was a woman to the right of us, you know, is there any sign of life? Even if you analyze, even if you say, congratulations for learning how to dance like that and
yeah.
working out to a level where you can sustain that for an hour, and congratulations on learning how to sing and singing at that truly above average level.
Making a living with your talent. It's
and then a live
something.
Band
yeah.
and back. It was a show.
Yeah.
And at the end, I said that was solid. It was. Yeah. Is it phenomenal? No. If it's phenomenal, you're paying $1,000 and you're going to go see one of your favorite artists. That's
right.
The way that is. But, you know, when somebody says bumper sticker again, says maybe you guys can put on a play. On the
yeah, I'd like that.
Cruise ship.
Well, I think it would have to be a musical review. I mean,
I could do a musical review.
Yeah, and Josh,
I am capable of doing it.
Josh, do you want to get involved in all this?
No, he doesn't.
I do not.
I could do like a patter song. I know you're a better singer than me, but you know.
There was a Josh, in the dance troupe.
Was there someone that didn't want to be there?
Is it a living person or a
this
prop?
This was a smiling Josh.
Oh.
And he had curly hair. Imagine Josh with curly cropped hair.
Always do.
We didn't get a picture. We should have.
It sounded less and less like me.
Mrs. O'Mara loved that joke. And I went back to it and I said, this is the Josh show. And Josh came out, and the guy had a Josh beard.
Yeah.
He didn't have Josh hair, but he had a Josh face.
Yeah.
And he was smaller, obviously. So many people are not as tall as Josh.
Smiling Josh, was he a singer? Was he a dancer?
He was a dancer. He was part of the dance troupe. He was one of the dancers.
Well, you know, some great dancers are very tall, like Tommy Toon. Josh, have you ever done any dancing?
No, not at all? No, I won't be dancing.
It was professionally done. That's how I would describe it.
Yeah.
These were professional entertainers that do it for a living. And as Josh says, they do it for 6 months at a time. The singer, if you're going to see attractive male singers, you might be a little disappointed.
And that's why you were there, right?
The African-American singer it's hard to describe the haircut, but you know when you have kind of the shaved head all the way around the hair, and then it just splays out and it sits there. Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal were making fun of a basketball player that had the same haircut.
Okay, yeah.
Where it's just like, it almost looks like he's bald.
Yeah.
And somebody just put a hair wig on top of him. And he was a good singer, but you're not going to, you know, I think this is the maximum.
Well,
he's attained greatness where he's going
to
attain.
Speaking to what you're talking about as audiences, I've been in a great cruise ship audience on a Disney cruise where it really was, people were way into it and they loved it. And then I was on one where the whole theater was watching a guy doing close-up magic. With a camera.
Not cool.
And that
not
was cool. not, no. And that was the deadest audience.
This was a dead audience.
Okay, well, here, my question.
And they were okay. They were good. They were good enough I applaud them. They were great.
Did they have music that was sort of catering to an older demographic?
They ran contemporary
Motown?
All the way through. I don't think they did a Motown. They did some funk.
Okay.
They did a little Queen.
Yeah.
You know, they did, let's see, they did,
Captain Hook.
Michael Jackson.
What time? What time was the show? Because they do multiple shows. 9 o'clock.
I'm not sure.
Post dinner crowd.
This was the post dinner crowd.
Oh, so they're sleepy because they've had the extra prime rib.
Well, no, I would think they'd be a little awake because they had the alcohol.
No, that'll make you tired.
Casino, first night, Saturday night was slow. Sunday night, jamming.
Yeah.
Jamming, man. It was packed.
I'm guessing that for the dinner versus the show, it was probably like a 7 o'clock dinner seating and a 7 o'clock show, and then a 9 o'clock dinner seating and a 9 o'clock show.
So I'm not sure.
Do half and half.
We did the thing where you could show up, and it's one of those where you can show up and sit down.
Okay.
Like you don't have to make a reservation.
Did you make it back to the theater in the morning for bingo?
No, never get, and I didn't get a chance to do bingo, and I would have done
people
bingo.
That go to cruise bingo.
I would have done cruise bingo in a minute, in
That'd
a heartbeat I'd do cruise bingo, but I didn't get a chance to. We gambled a little bit.
Las Vegas-style gambling?
Las Vegas-style, kind of a push. No big wins,
I guess they had slots. Did they have table games?
They had some table games, had a single-shoe blackjack deck, which we spent a lot of time at, and I did have one moment, as you know I always do.
Sure.
Where I wanted to take the blackjack dealer and throw him overboard. I did.
Are you ready for this? With the single shoe.
Rob, you've lingered at blackjack tables probably more than any kind of gambling you do. That's what you like to do.
I like to say, if I can make $100 last all night, that's I'll be.
And it's fun because it's social, and I like it too. If you get the right group of people, it can be pleasant.
Absolutely.
Are you ready for this dealer?
Mm-hmm.
He hit... I had, during the entire evening, probably about a two-hour run, I had four blackjacks, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
If you get four blackjacks, he pushed me every single time.
Mother,
father. I am talking about 10-ace with him with a 10-ace. Four. Count them. Four. I removed myself from the table after. It sounds impossible, doesn't it?
It's possible.
I got my ass up after that. And you wonder what the fuck's going on.
Your dealer Wallace Shawn from National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation. Well, another tie.
It was, I felt like really pulling a Pesci on.
Yeah. You having fun? You having fun beating all the customers tonight? You beating their brains? They having fucking fun, huh? You doing that? There you go.
Was there anyone at the table that had the opposite amount of good luck that you had bad luck?
No.
So everyone was losing. Yep. Everyone was losing. Dealers can so easily, even if they don't cheat, they can be snake bit.
Great old bald guy next to us could not have been a nicer guy. Degenerate. What does he say? He said, I should be an AA and GA. And that made me, as soon as he said that, the mood was set. It was delightful. And we brought what we wanted to, lose, which was not a lot. And we probably came out about 50%. So that's...
How did the kids do? They probably just played slots, right?
Well, I mean, he's a bubble craps guy, and they didn't have it on the boat. So unfortunately, that's the way that went. As far as the, Carla Casino, I'm not sure. It's, it's still on hold.
But maybe
a giant step backwards after this.
Be nice to do a Carla Casino episode on the sea.
I was trying to get her to do it, but, the whole debacle with the tribe down here in Florida, mm-hmm. unfortunately not going our way, but thumbs up, lots of laughs, lots of pleasant, behavior, from people. Bahamas was the Bahamas. And to have that job to sit there and try to separate people from, $275 to go into a pool every day, I wouldn't want to have that job.
How many ships, dock at the Bahamas per week that it's a brand new flock of people to just separate from their money?
Oh, it is.
And they've got to be really good at it because that's what they do.
There's probably three ships a day.
Yeah.
Oh, four. Four or five. Ships. Mm-hmm. Four or five.
So it would be easy to say that there are 20 ships at least.
In our day, there was a Carnival, two Royal Caribbeans, the Celebrity Cruise, and the Margaritaville. We got a really, really nice look at it.
It's a brand new boat, smaller boat, but a new boat.
Is it? Oh, well, I don't think the one that I saw was.
No, ours is new.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. That's good. Well, that's great. Then I'm looking forward to it. I am really looking forward to it.
And did you get a discount because you
because I'm Mike O'Mara?
No, because you are a celebrity.
Nope.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But got to watch in the theater, the same one where we saw that high-powered show.
Yes.
It wasn't a celebrity cruise until Mike was on board. Barrister 8.
Exactly.
Our listeners get the joke. If not for Carla controlling the purse strings, Mike would be the degenerate gambler at the table. Yeah, I would. I've gotten better, though. I've gotten a lot better. I'm more of a realist when I go there.
Wanting to throw the guy overboard is better than wanting to empty the ATM.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what,
you
Mike? You're
away.
No longer.
We walk away now.
You're not the guy of 10 years ago that was all about chasing the action.
Yeah, chasing the losses.
Because sometimes you know,
the
action isn't there.
I was a loss chaser. But I will say that where they did the show, let's see, when was the, earlier in the day, we had watched the World Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed for the first half. And then I'm like, nope. Thank you. No, when the boys wanted to go shoot baskets after the first half, I was like, well, I'm going to go back to the room, take a little nappy poo. Thanks, boys. See you later.
Would it have been better if you watched it at home, do you think, and not in the theater?
How was the audience at the theater?
The audience was, you mean for the game?
Yeah, for the game.
Well, we had a lot of people that were actually Argentinian and Spanish, that was fun. But it was
people that cared.
You had, kudos to Argentina for what ungodly reason. I don't know the game, so I'm not quite sure if your strategy in any sport is to just sit around and play keep away and hope they make a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a really good strategy. So, and it didn't work for Argentina, and it worked for Spain. So.
I chose not to watch the soccer. Instead, I watched another Argentinian thing. I watched the boys from Brazil.
Okay, good for you. Great. Congratulations. That's it. I will tell you that I have a nephew who is a high-level college soccer player, and I have watched a lot of soccer, and I've watched some soccer that I've found entertaining. This game could not have sucked more, right up until the bitter end when, we waited 6 hours for the overtime, and Spain did it on the overtime.
Is it maybe a younger person's game? Because Robert was into it, too.
It's the most popular game in the world, Rob.
Not my world.
It has crossed over into a younger generation. I think because they have access, that they've been able to watch these different countries play on the internet, where we did not have that as growing up.
Mm-hmm. It was fine. It was a big bowl of okay. And then, went back to the room.
Baseball
turned on
classic's more exciting.
Got a chance to turn the, the overtime on, and I saw the goal live that Spaniards did. So it was Spaniards.
The Spaniards. No. And then you were back to TLC and 90 Day Fiancé?
It was fine. Everything's fine. Everything was just fine. A little tired, a little hot.
The in-room television, did they have highlights from the show? The sounds of sexy
I'm
soul
sure
or whatever
I'm
it was.
Sure I could have seen the Feel the Funk,
probably a channel that shows it.
The one thing Rob was asking
Feel
if there
the
was
funk
a Rob.
Or Field of Funk?
Feel the Funk.
Feel the Funk, Josh.
Feel
That's
the
what it
Funk.
Is. Well, I mean, I just want to get it right.
Feel the Funk. Robert asked if there was a Rob.
Yeah.
There was a Josh, but there was not a Rob. But there was a young man who, the young man and the young woman, I think that he was hair challenged, not as far as losing his hair. He just had what I thought was a terrible haircut. I'm not a fan of the shave side and then the black hair combed like bangs style. Yeah. Never like that. And he looked like probably one of the attractions to getting that job was not just to perform, but also to have access to the cruise line food.
Yeah. Yeah. But
he wasn't quite there yet. He was going to be there in another month
sometimes
or so.
Sometimes in a setting like that, you see a larger participant in the show. Did he have a uniform that matched the others?
They had costumes.
Because I have seen variety shows where there is a guy who's wearing something like similar, where they probably had to send him to Joseph A. Bank and say, can you get something that kind of looks like this?
You're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. We had and the young lady who I want to be as nice as I can because I thought she was an extremely talented singer. And let me just say this, that some of the ships, when you go into a cruise port, some of the ships have beautiful sterns, and some of the ships have really huge, busy sterns.
Yeah. Sometimes they're built less for beauty than activity. Because if it's busy, you know, it's got to be configured in a different way.
And there's one costume change they did.
And they did all of them on stage, right?
No, they did them backstage. They came out where all I'll say is no. Oh. No, don't do that. Okay. Don't do that.
Was it something, did they go racier? Is that what they did?
It was kind of a...
racier. That's horrible.
It was kind of a show the legs.
The stems.
So that was that.
Yeah.
I don't like fat shaming. I'm not...
I haven't heard you do
it yet. I'm fat and, you know... Yeah. You know, I think at one point, the woman sitting next to me said she could just get the shot. Anyway, that's it. So
I'm sorry that there was no Rob in the performance for you, but that sort of show, that doesn't require a Rob performer.
No,
a dinner theater Santa Claus show, that's where you find the Rob.
Yeah, when you're doing the kids program, you have the Rob, the theater kid, the fat theater kid that's there. But now you wouldn't count as the fat theater kid because you've lost a lot of weight.
I have.
So now you've been replaced by, there's a Josh in every show.
Well, Rob's moving into that. Dinner theater, the volunteer who works a real job but comes to act with the kids.
And they have that as well.
Do like a supporting character in the Mousetrap at the Lazy Susan Theater.
Yeah. Local dinner theater, cruise ship entertainment, still significantly cut above local dinner theater.
I love the fact that there was a live band. It would be very easy for them to have to sing to tracks.
And by the way, something that I know, Rob, you and I would love if we finished a podcast. At the end, when they were finished, the stage collapsed into, you know, they lowered. They lowered them down
talking about the stern, I don't think
didn't collapse like that.
No. I don't want you to use the word collapse.
They lowered them as they were
that's
waving.
That's fantastic. Really I think special. That's great. Yeah. So, like the carousel of progress, Josh.
Thank you. Now it's on to the next one. And there might be one in between. That's how much I like cruising.
The value.
We're looking at a fall cruise.
You know what? Fall cruises are fun. And Mr. and Mrs. O'Mara probably did enough gambling that the celebrity cruise line does reward you for that.
Oh, they will be reaching out.
They pay very close attention. To that.
Well, that's good.
So I'll be waiting for the emails to fill up my box. We have to take a break. When we come back, I've got tidbits for you, including a full update on the greatest sport in the world, the World Cup.
Love it. Love it.
Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. It is. And Reese, 1,000% yes. How about another group poll? That was a lot of it. Reese, we will see you on the Margaritaville at Sea. And that is one. By the way, you know what? What's the word I'm looking for here? Listen, modest, not modest. It's just somebody a non-needy guy. Reese is a non-needy guy.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
Reese was one of the main reasons we did that group pull because of his support for that. And, you know, he said, how about, of course, Reese, you know what? I don't make that call. You make that call, my friend. And the answer is, if you're looking for a thumbs up from me, you get a yes, yes. I appreciate your support on the cruise.
It's a shame that you didn't think of that before this most recent cruise, because you could have had that dancer do the group pull.
Yes, it would have been excited. And, and by the way, there was a lot of activity on the cruise that probably resulted in a few group pulls as well. Hit the music, please. Yes.
See you down on the Lido deck.
Oh, yeah, very charged atmosphere.
Sure.
Where's my thing? All right, yeah, play it, Michael. Thank you. Very good. Oh, might want to plug it in. Yeah.
Plug it in.
All right. No.
You know why it's unplugged, Josh? Because of the group pull. There was a group pull on the wire that took it out.
Right.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
It is. I'm trying. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Here we go.
From Feel the Funk. It goes on. No,
I'm going to find it.
Beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Show them what's funky. Show them what's right. You doesn't matter what's wrong or right. Just beat
fucking
it.
Thing.
No. Fuck. Just beat it. What Michael Jackson song would you like to sing, Josh?
I am not going to sing a song.
How about this one? Here's a good funky one. Roller coaster of love. Say what? Roller coaster. Or you know what you could sing? You could sing one of your Christian punk band songs.
Rob's doing a really great job.
I was just going to let you keep trying to carry that. No, we can tell people, though, that the Michael Mara Show app is now out.
Damn it, this...
on Apple stores.
Exactly, yeah.
So they can go grab that, download it.
And you know what?
Free.
There is a hidden Easter egg in the app where you could play sound effects just like the one that Mike is looking for.
tap the title 10 times.
Ten times. Oh, I thought it was 5. Maybe that's why
five.
I couldn't get it.
It might
to go.
Be 5 times.
Yeah, and then
but tap it a bunch and you'll hear sound effects.
And Bob's your uncle. They're right there.
All right, forget it. I blew it. The World Cup is over. Do you have the swoosh? Turn it up more next time. The halftime show is what everyone is talking about. I didn't know that because I didn't watch it because I left at halftime. Spain captured the 2026 FIFA World Cup title, capping off a month of soccer that drew record global audiences. But the biggest conversation today isn't about the final score. It's about the tournament's first ever Super Bowl style halftime show.
Wow.
In the intro, the buffers.
I thought, wasn't the halftime show called Feel the Funk?
Feel the Funk with Fat Singers. The performance
really
featured
the ball.
Justin Bieber, Shakira, BTS, Madonna, and Coldplay, but many fans said the star-studded lineup felt more like a variety show than a cohesive concert. Social media spent much of the night debating whether the experiment was a hit or a miss. Anyone? Did you happen to watch it?
I did not. This is the first I'm hearing about it.
Yeah.
But that is a weird lineup. Mm-hmm. There's not much overlap there.
Well, that's it. So nobody watched it, and c'est la vie. We'll have to wait till next time. Gas prices may be heading higher again. After several weeks of relief at the pump, experts say drivers could be seeing higher prices in the weeks ahead. The reason is a combination of rising crude oil prices and continued instability in the Middle East. Analysts say even small disruptions in global oil supplies can have a big impact on what Americans pay to fill their tanks, especially during the busy summer travel season.
I have a word to the people that disparaged me for buying a diesel automobile.
Word to your mother.
Exactly, Mike. They said that, you know, diesel's more expensive than gas. You've made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy that did the first tune-up or the first once-over of my car, he said, the only thing about this diesel engine, you got to get it out on the highway. They love cruising on the highway. And I did some highway travel this week.
Highway.
Mike, I got 420 miles on a half a tank of diesel. It's crazy, this car. So, right. I mean, I believe that even though I'm paying a little more for the fuel, I think it actually comes out in the wash. So, F them all.
F them all. I say the same thing, Rob. Absolutely. 100%. It sucks. You know, and thank you, Carla, for buying a hybrid. God bless you for that. I mean, amazing. Scary, good gas mileage.
You had a hybrid. It was lychee nut and espresso.
I did. Well, I'm all electric, so I don't even think about it. I don't think it's Josh. True. Josh is, too. We don't really think about gasoline. Your old sports cards might be worth more than your car. I had them. I don't have them anymore.
That's
when I moved out.
That's what everyone says. Old person says, I had a Mickey Mantle rookie. You didn't.
I didn't have baseball cards. I had football cards. So football cards aren't nearly as valuable
as
baseball cards.
No, no.
The sports card market continues to explode. Did you collect baseball cards when you were a kid, Josh?
I've got a box in the garage full of cards.
Yeah, believe it or not, I did too. I liked the collectability of them.
Do you have them still?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Well, both of you might want to take a peeky-peeky.
No, cards from the 80s and 90s aren't worth anything.
They're not?
No.
All right. Well, let me read the story. The sports card market continues to explode, with collectors paying thousands and in some cases millions for rare cards. What started as a childhood hobby has evolved into a serious investment market. Card shows across the country are attracting huge crowds, and many more are digging through attics, basements, and garages, hoping to find a hidden treasure they forgot about years ago. Would you, either one of you, be capable of, there's something up there
I have some from the 70s that are probably worth looking at. The two best I have, and they're in storage somewhere because they're locked in plastic. You know, they're sealed. But it's a Sonny Jurgensen when he was with the Eagles and a Sam Huff when he was with the Giants, both signed by the gentleman, and because I got a chance to work with them. So they're probably quite tradable. But that's
nothing we have is worth anything because in the alcoholic. In the late 70s.
Wouldn't that have been great if I had that in my fucking board? Wouldn't that be great?
That's fine.
But the industry got greedy in the late 70s and started just printing a ton of cards.
Right.
So everyone bought all the cards, which ruined the value and collectability of them because they printed too many. Now what they did the past few years is scale back and make more limited runs, which has fixed everything for them,
but
and
also
really brought the industry back.
In the 80s, I think that's, correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, isn't that when like the professional collectors got involved and it got away from kids going to 7-Eleven and buying a pack of cards and trying to get lucky with it?
I think it got worse in the 90s once they started doing the, like, there's a thread of Mike Trout's uniform in this baseball card.
Mm-hmm. Mike Trout. So.
Mike Trout. You like that because he's named after a fish? Is that?
It's a name I hadn't thought of in a while. I mean, names I like. Jim French, Ed Ott.
Well, I always go to Mike Trout because I don't want to bring an Oriole player because then it's a self-pick. And I don't want to pick a Red Sox or a Yankee because it's them. So I always go California.
Okay, that's a winner right there.
I have logic.
Yeah. Do you remember there was a show that I was on for a while, Rob Spiewak, where I actually was working with a gentleman named Kirk McEwen. And the funniest moment we had on that show was when we talked about baseball player Albert Pujols.
I don't know why, but somehow
one of us or both, we said something along the lines of every team should have a pool hole.
It's true.
And and it just went on and on and on, and that was just big fun.
I can't imagine that anyone in management appreciated that one bit at that point.
I could care less whether they
Josh, if you want to know the second funniest moment in that radio show is when producer Jeff Shamrock threw up in a limousine.
Well, and I just know that show is what brought on the ice cream in elementary schools.
Yes, right. Well, it was just a matter of staying awake. Man was working. Got to give him that.
I think that I'm going to step out for a second here, and you're just going to look at a pantomime of mine. All right.
Okay.
So watch this, and then I'm going to come back. But you're going to have me in just 1 second here.
All right. Mike is waving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume he's rebooting his board or something.
Could be, yeah. It's like he's almost doing like a hula dance, which is nice.
He's doing a dance that like Michael would do.
Yeah, but he's not feeling the funk. This is much more of an island. That's a Bahamian dance right there. He could do that.
It might have been what was going on that cruise ship.
That's Kelly, a new dance called the $7 cab ride right there.
Kelly and Owen are on a cruise now.
Fun!
And I was told that Owen's favorite thing at the moment where we talked was the silent disco.
Now, is that when you wear Walkman headphones? Yeah.
So if you just walk by, there's a lot of people doing what Mike was just doing with no sound.
Now, is the sound on the headphones, is it synced so that people are dancing to the same song?
Yeah, I think it's just like 100 Bluetooth headphones.
Okay, that would be better.
Can you hear me now?
Mike, it's so nice to have you back. Did you participate in the silent disco?
I did, as a matter of fact. It was really, really exciting.
Wonderful.
It was really fun.
Wonderful. Because I would like, like some of them to have like a, ouch.
I think the Rode mixer is maybe the worst mixer I've ever owned.
Mike, that's not true.
It is absolutely a piece of shit.
It is
a non-linear, non-user-friendly, non-intuitive
piece of garbage. I want you to think
with flashing lights like the fucking Jay Leno show.
Go, Mike. Think back to what was the WHON in Herndon when you probably had a sticky Wheatstone board. You would prefer this to that. Because
I could cry right now because I've ruined the show with my obsessive compulsive disorder. I really have.
Mike, take it from someone who does that a lot. It's not so bad.
I know. It's not.
It's just your own show.
That's all. Let's move on.
Can we stop taping? No.
No.
Anyway, technology. God damn it, I hate it when that happens.
Yes.
Takes a big part of what I like to do on this show away from me. Because I didn't. Yeah. Technology is changing. Yes. Go ahead.
I know you restarted the board.
I restarted everything.
Oh, you restarted your computer?
I did.
So the soundboard app? Okay.
And here, you can hear it if you go. Oh, now it's not even playing through that. It's the soundboard, but we have Josh Schroka who's developing his own technology for this, so it's exciting.
Mike, actually appreciate this moment because this moment may not happen again ever.
We talked about soccer before. The 2026 World Cup provided a glimpse into the future of sports broadcasting. Referee body cameras gave fans a first-person view of the action, while AI-assisted offside technology and chip-embedded soccer balls. Not going to make a difference. Helped officials make quicker and more accurate calls. Supporters say it improves fairness, while critics wonder if the human element of sports is slowly disappearing. I think the latter.
I've been asking for years to have a chip inside the football. Because
I think they should put a chip in Carl
Yastrzemski.
Where
that football belongs.
Yeah. Hold on, Rob. You were talking while Josh was. What did you say, Josh, about the chip inside the football?
I want a chip inside a football because they always guess where the ball goes. It's all based on the guy on the sideline saying the ball should be here.
I think any time you can do two things, you can enhance the game and improve it, and you can do it without slowing it down, I think that's fine.
Baseball has gotten the strike challenge perfect
right now. Yeah, they do, and it's exciting. They were able to take something technological that improved the calls by umpires, and they left the umpires on the field, and now they're part of the debate as to whether it's a strike or a ball, and there's no arguing. And when you see that, it's a thing everybody waits for.
It adds a tense moment of excitement for the crowd.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What if they put a chip in Ted Williams back in the day? Would that be good?
Hit the thing, please, because I need you to do it for me. Americans are suffering from streaming paralysis. With more streaming services and more content than ever, many viewers say they spend an incredible amount of time just deciding what to watch. Amen.
It's horrible.
It sucks. Yeah. Media researchers say the average viewer is often overwhelmed by thousands of options across multiple apps. The result is what some experts are calling streaming paralysis, spending 20 minutes browsing before giving up and watching the same show you've already seen three times. It sucks. And there's no real solution that I can see in the future, you know?
Mike, what you got to do is tonight, this very night, start watching Search Party on Netflix.
I am in the middle of Pluribus, and that one's doing fine for me.
Okay, as long as you've got
Apple
something.
TV.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's something where AI is going to help us in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just turn on the TV, and it tells you what you should be watching.
Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe it will somewhere down the line, but we have to hit it again.
You should be watching this.
There's a guy floating around social that goes on another podcast and does the Stephen Hawking electronic voice, which I fell out of the chair laughing at it. It is that hysterically funny. And, and it's also now that he's gone, you know, it's okay, right?
They should have put him, he should have done the Sunday night show on your boat. That guy.
There you go. I don't know how he does the voice. That's it.
So he doesn't use like a machine?
No!
He does it with his voice? Oh,
no.
That's wild.
Josh, have you seen the guy that I'm talking about?
I have not seen him. I just looked it up and I think it's probably this guy, but.
Okay,
sure.
Let's see if it's this guy.
I don't have the video ready.
Okay, maybe by the end of the news you can, because we have our last story. Finally today, a man's plan to hide his gambling losses went very, very, very wrong.
Oh, dear.
Police say a man reported that he had been robbed of a large amount of cash, only for investigators to discover that the story didn't add up. According to authorities, the money had actually been lost through gambling, and the fake robbery report was allegedly an attempt to avoid explaining the loss to his wife. Instead of getting sympathy, he now finds himself dealing with criminal charges, proving once again that covering up a bad decision can sometimes be worse than the decision itself. And may I please say, sorry, Carla, I did not mean to do that.
It was not you. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I had no choice. You can't keep getting away with it.
You had to give a small tip to the steward on the boat. Keep the secret.
It was a dumb thing to do. But gamblers aren't smart anyway, don't worry about that. Yeah. I know that you don't look forward to your annual physical because you're nervous about what the doctor might find, who isn't. And here's the name that you need to remember. Please remember this. Field of Greens, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. What you do before the appointment matters. So listen to this. Before your next checkup, make the one health change that your doctor should notice, or your money back. Make it Field of Greens. Doctors today look beyond your calendar age. They look at biological age, how healthy your cells and your vital organs are. Field of Greens was designed with that in mind. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens is doctor-selected to support your cells, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and healthy weight. In fact, a university study found that participants who only added Field of Greens to their day saw measurable improvements in key health markers. Just one change changed everything. That's why Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. That is an amazing guarantee. Go into your next physical confident. One scoop, once a day, done. We all have Field of Greens in our house, and we can't wait to see the results. Make Field of Greens your one smart change this year. Check out the university study and get 20% off at fogchicks.com. Promo code TMOS. That's F-O-G, Field of Greens, chicks.com. Promo code TMOS, Field of Greens. And we thank you. All right. I hate to do this, but let's get right to it. He's got a King's Dominion story. That they're falling in love with Rob Spiewak at the old amusement park, I
suppose. KD, as we like to call it, Mike.
Never heard that before. Yes,
this weekend was a influencer weekend, and I was invited to come to the park on Saturday evening to see all the stuff, all the shows that they have this year, primarily. And also, they did amazing fireworks that night. And I like fireworks. I mean, that's, to me, almost worth the trip. And I had never seen a combination... Almost. Well, I mean, there's other stuff, too, is what I'm saying.
Just go ahead. Just don't mind me.
They not only had traditional fireworks, they had the most amazing drone show, like, next to it, where they were making pictures.
Drone show? Oh, drone. That's what fireworks are now, drones a lot. Yeah.
Well, but this was both. Yeah. It was really quite impressive. It was a great day, even though Saturday had, in the D.C. area, a purple level of air quality, which means it's unhealthy for everybody. It was better
and
a little further south.
And that's when you choose to go outside.
Yeah, and it was very hot, but still, it was a great day. And something happened on Saturday that I had never seen happen at a theme park while I was there before. There was a torrential thunderstorm. And, you know, a lot of people were going crazy, and I just wanted to...
Well, that's not like an unusual... You make it sound like it never happens.
No, but Mike, I mean, I'm saying that this is, for some reason, it's never happened for me.
I think it's also a Florida thing where if you go to a theme park in Florida in the summer, it happens every
day. Yeah, they plan for it there. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I thought was funny is that the people
They plan for it at King's Dominion?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do, but they don't happen as frequently.
And
what
at
I'm
King's
saying.
Dominion, people just go home.
Yeah, a lot of people did leave. A lot of people went undercover. There are people screaming about, oh, my God, I'm getting wet. These are the same people that spent 40 minutes in line to get on Whitewater Canyon earlier to get mm-hmm. wet. But right. It was kind of neat to see everything just empty out. And then everyone did leave, and it was 20 degrees cooler, and it was a great night, and all the stuff went well.
How much of the fireworks, what percentage would be drone, and what percentage would be real fireworks?
Well, they were concurrent. So yeah. There was actually, okay. you had to look left and right to see them both. But like, I mean, you always see on TV, like a firework will explode and be the American flag. Of course, you can't do that in real life.
Yep.
The drones were not only doing the American flag, they're doing a waving American flag.
Very cool.
I mean, it was awesome. It
okay.
was really, really
good.
Neat. So I stayed till close. I did not rope drop it, Mike. I got there at about 1 and stayed till it closed and then went home. So yesterday evening, I got
Mrs. Spiewak didn't make the trip with you?
I couldn't find anyone to go with me. And I want to say this with emphasis, Mike. There's nothing sad about going to a theme park by yourself.
Well, and it was influencer day. So Rob did at one point text me, you should see the number of selfie sticks.
Oh, selfie sticks. And as I said to Josh when I was in the theaters watching their Cirque...
Well, you should think about having one.
For their show Cirque Imagine, Josh said, what's the crowd look like? I said, I see a vast crowd of people that either I don't want to associate with or I don't want to become. That's what the influencers...
Why not? You're one of them. They had you down there. Come on now.
I have the same problem. That's what I responded to Rob was, I know I need to do more content on TikTok and all.
Would help us.
But yeah. It would. But I don't want to be one of those losers with the selfie stick.
I'm not going to look. I did not use the stick, but I put up
a lot of stuff.
I'm not going to lecture. This is enough for me every day. I swear to God. I'm sorry. I'll tell the truth. And it's enough for him. We just don't want to do it. That's all there is to it. If we thought it would move the meter a lot, and it might, we'd all do it, but it doesn't.
And the people who are currently doing it with the selfie sticks in these theme parks and stuff are an embarrassment.
Yeah, I think that the problem with the influencers in that sort of environment, and it's not native to only KD, but when you have everybody that you have 100 influencers trying to influence people with the same content, how many times can you see the fireworks? How many times can you see the roller coaster? You
know, right.
They've got the same ingredient basket.
So, by the way, speaking of casinos and influencers and Carla's, struggle to try to do this, it's not looking as promising as we once thought.
Right.
I will say this, there's major controversy in the slot influencer ranks that apparently they have these guys. There's a very popular influencer named Mr. Hanpei, and he gambles...
Is that Pig Latin?
Tens of thousands. I mean, stupid money.
Mr. Hanpei.
This guy gambles so much, and he does it for real. He does it a lot out of Foxwoods up in New England. Mm-hmm. And he is calling out these guys that do it where... How's it work? They'll go to a casino and they'll lowball some bets, and you'll see them in front of a machine doing it. And then you'll see them like with $2,500 bets, and they're doing it on their own machine in their basement. And it's not real.
Oh, no.
And it's fun to watch him tear these people apart. I don't remember their names.
Have you seen?
Omar. Max Bet Omar.
That's it. Absolutely.
And Alligator Capone.
Yeah, Alligator Capone and Spin Jim. That might be,
You seen any of these fake videos? Do they do a reasonably effective job of approximating it?
Yeah, they do. And but I picked up on it right away.
Sure.
Because of the bets.
Yeah.
Because of the way they bet. You don't bet like that. Nobody bets like that except Mr. Hanpei and a few others like Vegas Matt and people like that.
Also, when the cat walked by.
that was funny. A clue. but go ahead. You're at King's Dominion.
Yeah. So yesterday, Sunday, I get an email after dinner, fairly late, like 6:45. And they say, we're shooting a television commercial at the park tomorrow, and we need some people for extras. Would you like to come down and be in the commercial for Pantherian? And Pantherian. It's like a panther. But it's Pantherian. It's part
it's
of their
coaster.
Their jungle themed area. It used to be the Intimidator that was a NASCAR themed. Is it Dale Earnhardt that was the Intimidator?
Yes,
305?
It was the Intimidator.
Yeah, it was a Dale Earnhardt themed coaster.
I took a trip one time down to South America.
No, Mike, it's very different.
I don't know what I was sitting on, but I couldn't get the Pantherian out for.
they said if you want to come there. Be there at 7:30. We start shooting at 8:00. And I said, you know what? Absolutely, let's do this. So I got up at 4:30 this morning and went down.
Were there many, many, many people involved in this?
I'd say there was probably 100 to 120 people that were there. And it was pretty crazy because they said, all right, now we need to film you walking into the attraction like you're having a great time. And they did that. And then they made us go out and they said, now come in. Like you're having a better time than you did before. So they're like doing a mass fake entrance to the park. And then they said, now we need you to not run, but walk with urgency and excitement to the line queue. So they're doing all of this direction. And at one point, I think the guy that was directing, wasn't getting exactly what he wants, and he stood on like a bench and he said, "Guys, I know this is awkward and embarrassing, but you have to look like you're having a good time." Meanwhile,
were there people that were involved in this that perhaps the act of walking was a bit of a stretch for them?
Stretch is a funny word, Mike. I was shocked at there's two or three people that were there for the shoot that upon seeing them on arrival, I said, they're not going to fit in this ride because I'm familiar with the harness on this ride.
So physical activity is not.
They just were, I guess, mostly hanging out because I never saw them on the ride. But Mike, this ride.
Rolando wants to know if you had on your Jerusalem footwear.
No.
For the TV commercial.
No, you never wear sandals to a theme park. Don't be an asshole.
Oh, I didn't know. Who are you directing that?
Him.
Is that a rule?
Yeah, well, no, because, you want to wear something. You want to wear like a closed-toe shoe because you're going to be doing a lot of walking.
What kind of closed-toed shoe were you wearing for the commercial?
Today it was a Bostonian wingtip. it was actually
New Balance.
No, that's a good fat guy guess. That's a good demeaning guess.
Hey, no, Rob, New Balance now, no longer.
They're old person.
They are, well, they're also like used a lot in Little League. So,
oh, are they?
Yeah,
okay.
They make 100%. Yeah. So what were you wearing on your toes?
I was wearing, they were black Nike ones that I used to use when I was going to do the, what do you call it? The elliptical a lot. That's what I use.
Okay.
They're very light and they've got good support.
Did you have cargo pants on?
Of course.
Okay.
And Mike, I wore this very t-shirt, which
is
that's
a good looking t-shirt. That's good color for you.
Yeah, I love good it. Color. This Quince t-shirt is amazing. I knew I was sort of being outclassed by the people there when they started mentioning I had to Google these. They said, "Well, you know, it's a pretty good coaster for an Intamin coaster." I'm like, what? They started naming brands of roller coasters. Like the people
probably,
that built
Joel
them.
Rogers probably knows that.
He's right? Like B&M, Intamin, Mack Rides, and Rocky Mountain Construction. And then I only know one because it's the old one, which is the wooden coasters are built by, and I love this name, the Philadelphia Toboggan.
Oh, there
Company.
Are a lot of coasters that have BM on them.
Yeah, I know they did. But Mike, to let you know a little bit about this repurposed Pantherian, it actually, the first drop is the only thing in the park that's taller than the Eiffel Tower. It's like huge. It's like 350 feet. The first drop is an 85-degree drop, which is almost straight down, and the coaster reaches.
Are they
speeds.
Paying you to do this?
No.
What the fuck, Rob? Like,
no, I'm trying to explain
really,
to you. I'm trying to.
Like, this is like he's paying for his bullshit free ticket that he got.
It's kind of like you talking about the cruise.
No, well, I didn't get a free. What do you mean?
I'm
the
saying
cruise, you mean doing something that's very new and different that I haven't done before, well, really?
No, I'm talking about, Mike, I'm talking about the fact that what I'm about to tell you, you need to know a statistic or two.
All right.
Okay. It's the cruising speed of this coaster is 91 miles an hour. Now, think about that. 91 is fast in a car. But if you're in a coaster, it's incredibly fast.
Well, you would think they like had a big, heavy thing way up high and then made it go down.
Yeah, it's almost like they're using gravity, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, Mike, they said, okay, everybody ride and look like you're having a good time. And the first time was great. And they said, now go around and you can use the fast lane pass. You can get back right back on. The second time was also great. But I have realized, as a man of my age, that four times on a roller coaster that fast in a row, that's my limit. That's when I had to sit down because they made you
ride. Did you get a little Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, it was actually more of like messing with my head. Like it was, I didn't feel nauseous.
Psychologically?
Yeah, no, not
like
that.
Lightheaded?
But just, yeah, like lightheaded and goofy. I made friends with this young lady who was also by herself. Yeah.
And see, now if I had my thing, but now I have to hold the microphone down.
Nice beaver.
Oh, you see, that's totally inappropriate. But because they said, you know what would be great is when you make the approach to the coaster, talk to your friend like you're having a good time. Well, I didn't have a friend, so I made a friend. And, Mike, to be a friend, you have to have a friend.
Okay.
So, but
she was nice?
She was very, very nice. But I was talking to her, and after the fourth ride, I was like saying, and you know, it's like, I said, I'm done. I have to sit down now because I can't do it any longer.
Yeah, but yeah. It's motion sickness is tough when you get older.
Oh, but
yeah.
It was
more like it's oxygen depravity.
Yeah, and also there's still bad air quality.
Or deprivation. Oxygen depravity would be, you know, if Rob was like losing oxygen at the top of the roller coaster and then grabbed the crotch of that lady he met.
That's not acceptable.
Fie on you, you depraved fuck.
So yeah, it was wild, and I can't wait to see what they do with the footage. They had some cameras mounted around. They had live people
coming
filming.
To a theater near you.
Oh dear.
Josh Soroka's oxygen depravity.
Yeah, he's truly heavy breathing.
I like
that. Was there a lead actor, actress, like family?
No, but they did. Following? They did say, I know all of you, and there was a lot of this. He says, well, you know, the best place to be is the front row. And then there's the other guy who says, well, actually, you want to be in the back row. He says, well, in the front row, you get the hang. He says, well, the back row faster. And so there's all this going on. And then
Mario
the guy,
Lopez is here.
So the guy stands up and he says, I know we all want to be in the front row, but we're going to select people for the front row because, frankly, we can't have many pieces of footage of 50-year-old white guys in the front row. We need to have a little bit of,
say 50-year-old white guys?
And I said, you're talking to me, brother. So yeah. I never got to the front row. So they did. They placed us around, just so we looked, in various places.
How did you feel during the whole day with this happening? How did it make you feel as a human being?
I was excited. I thought it was fun. I would like, it's very nerdy. But some of the cooler things about it was not just being in a TV commercial. I've done that. It wasn't riding a coaster over and over again. I've done that. But this is the first time I've ever gone to King's Dominion hours before it opened. Like, I walked into the park and none of the lights were lit on the street. The fountains weren't on. There was no music. It was roughly silent. There's like 100 people in the park. And it was like nothing I had seen before. And you know what? For a nerdy guy like me to get to go through security and park in the employees' parking lot and walk through, Mike, as they call it, backstage. I was backstage. It was neat. I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad I went. So it was good. So I will keep an eye out for the when I was not on the coaster, I was wearing a hat. But of course, when you're going 90 miles an hour straight down, you leave your hat in the station. So I'm going to be a shiny bald head on the
when
ride.
Will the commercial drop?
We don't know. They said they're going
Why
to go.
Why did JLP Design say racist? What did somebody say that was racist?
I don't know.
All right,
the white 50-year-old man.
Well, no, they're just.
Maybe, but that would be the opposite, I think.
Yeah. They're trying to show.
Is he being funny?
Trying to, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny. And, Mike, I did want to say, I like my sound effects that I keep, my practical sound effects that I keep on my shelf. I've wanted one of these since I was about 10 years old, and I finally spent the $20. Check out this pop gun. It's got a great sound. Isn't that great? See? And Mike, you're going to love this.
Imagine an empty King's Dominion walking down with that.
And Mike, look, it has the state of Virginia burned right into
that's
the handle.
Beautiful. That's it beautiful. We're running out of time.
I'm such a patriot.
That's anyway, good. That's terrific.
Thank
you for that.
So yeah, I will keep you updated on when the commercial will run. And of course, I know it'll break YouTube.
I have a challenge for you for tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
Take that pop gun, record it, mix it, and make that sound, that popping sound, as great as you can make it. You have the skills.
All right.
You have the skills to actually press a button and share that with us tomorrow.
I
that
will
is
do
your
that,
homework assignment.
But I have to always know that it came from a practical prop because I like the idea of a practical prop.
So, I agree. Make your own. The best ones we've ever had are the ones we made ourselves.
Exactly. So, yeah.
And one of the great pig sound effects came from a theme park.
Yeah. The second greatest pig sound effect came from your cruise.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with a movie review that I'm excited to hear about because I want to go see this movie. We will do that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. But first,
all aboard!
Oh my, wow, that's amazing. Some of the greatest things, ladies and gentlemen, in history have come from great partnerships. John Adams and Ben Franklin, Lennon and McCartney, Charlie and. arrogant assault and battery. But none of them can compare to the newest partnership that's burning up the internet and your mouth. It's the one you've been waiting for. Oh, my God, this stuff is so good. The Michael Mara Show in Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Your chance to try the award-winning Jot Hot Wing Sauce.
The best.
It's easy to bring the great taste of Jimmy's to your own home, no matter where you live. Now, this stuff, if you like wings like I do, just go to jimmysoldtowntavern.com and click on Jot Wing Sauce to order a bottle of the world's best buffalo wings sauce. Oh, man, this is great. I love it. It's so, and the cool thing about it, Jimmy made it himself when he was on the Magic Box himself doing TV. Mm-hmm. Jot Hot pairs perfectly with wings, celery, blue cheese, an ice cold beverage. Even better, you can support the show and save a dollar when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. All hail the king of the wings. Go to Jimmy's Tavern, voted like 1 million years.
Yeah.
The best wings in Northern Virginia.
You are exaggerating. I think it is 10 years in a row. I think it is actually 10 years now. It's
JimmysTavern.com and stock up. Support Jimmy. Support us. It'll be okay. And remember, please sauce responsibly. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Ships anywhere. I mean, it's great to go to Jimmy's, but if you can't make it there, this stuff arrives at your home. I've had a bottle in my fridge for probably 2 years. Well, I mean, it keeps running out. I have to replace it, but it's as common as ketchup or mustard.
Good save.
Yeah.
Good save, Rob. All right,
how about this? I always keep it in stock.
Master pitchman because his IQ is so high.
Yeah, but what was his term for this second pint of ice cream?
Wait, hold on. Don't say it, Rob. I think I'm going to try to. Is it the working pint?
Yes. Yeah,
the working half gallon. The working half gallon,
Josh.
So you've got. Yeah. So you're talking about the working bottle.
Hey, how about this? The next time you insult me, do a little research and get it right. You usually don't need two helpers to, you know, give me an insult.
I give Rob plenty of crap, Josh. His point is that, you know, do your research if you're going to do it. I don't care. He doesn't care either. All right. So now I've officially lost my place.
No, you're talking about a motion picture is what you wanted to talk about.
This movie I'm excited about. Josh went to see it. You went to see the whole thing?
Yeah. I went and saw The Odyssey.
And?
This is not my type of movie. It is 3 hours long. Mm. It's a long movie.
Mm-hmm.
I might go see it a second time.
For what really reason? Good.
It was very good.
Oh, I thought you had already said you didn't like it. Okay.
No, he loved it.
I'm not supposed to like this type of movie. If I might go see it a second time in theaters because watching this at home, I'd be distracted. And there's too much going on in this movie.
I am going to take my son as soon as I possibly can.
It's a great review when it's something... You don't see a lot of theater movies anymore. Big spectacle movies you need to see in a theater. That's a great thing. Yeah.
And it isn't your type. And no. I think people get scared away by the literary nature of, the Odyssey and Homer and all that. But
I don't like Lord of the Rings and the Dragon Show.
Mm-hmm.
And all that
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Right. No, Mike, it's called The Dragon Show.
The Dragon Show.
And that's DRAGGIN apostrophe. Dragon.
It actually almost was going to be the name of Feel the Funk on the cruise ship when they checked out the breath of some of the people that were in the show.
I want to tell you.
I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone should go see it in the movies.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
It's got the whole, City of Troy looks amazing.
Mm.
And it's a great movie.
Is Helen there?
I'm so excited. Helen of Troy. Yeah. Helen! We're running out of time. Tomorrow, Josh will bring us the Will Ferrell miniseries about golf, and I can't wait to hear about it. We're going to leave
time on my hands.
That's okay. I want to hear about both of them, and we can only hope he hated it. We'll see what happens
tomorrow.
You know
what? I've got a prediction that I'm going to actually write down and seal in an envelope, mail it to myself, and then burn it.
All right. We will do that tomorrow on the show. But right now, before we get Rob's video, I want to tell you, Chief, have you heard that everyone is talking about peptides?
Yes. Huh?
Sure you have. Peptides are tiny chains of amino acids that help support your body's natural processes and overall wellness. So, are you feeling tired all the time? Let's talk. Can't lose weight no matter what? Let's talk. Trouble sleeping? Let's talk. And ladies, if you're dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, weight gain, poor sleep, low libido, let's talk about hormones. Hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, is now available too. If you are not sure where to start, that's okay. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click on the Weight Loss and Peptides button. Then click Explore Products and take the wellness quiz. Whether you're interested in weight management, hormone support, healthy aging, better sleep, more energy, or overall wellness, ladies and gentlemen, you got to check it out. Carla will help point you in the right direction. And HSA and FSA cards are accepted. Klarna is available too. Visit DermGlowSkin.com. Take the wellness quiz today. That's DermGlowSkin.com. Peptides are the future, and the future is at DermGlowSkin.com. Let's take it away, Rob
Spivak. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
I know we're kind of up against the clock, but that works today because I got some short videos I want you to see.
Excellent.
As I was surfing around, sometimes I see things that just make me say, hey, you know what? Mike would like this.
Okay.
I know you're watching soccer. Did you watch any swimming competitions while you were on the bishop? This is my favorite highlight from this weekend.
Okay. Oh God, that is so. I want that again. I want that again. I'm going to make us run late because I'm going to run that again.
So what it is it's maybe 20 swimmers all diving into a pool for a speed race, but there's no water in the pool and it's about 20 feet deep.
This is using AI for good.
Let's go to the video. And Mike, watch their legs when they land on the bottom of the pool. Okay.
It takes you just the right amount of time to figure out that there's no water.
Love that, Mike. I never asked for a third, but listen now. Just listen to the crowd.
Okay, here we go.
Because the crowd reaction is great.
I'll take it. Why? What's wrong with me?
Why is it that, Mike, you are on a cruise? You are essentially in another nation. And I see this weekend. I said, you know who'd like that?
Oh, my God.
Mike would like that.
Well, too funny.
It's what AI videos are best for.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
It's comedy.
And speaking of which, did you ever see the lost episode of Gilligan's Island?
I did not.
Did you know there's an unaired episode of Gilligan's Island where Gilligan and the skipper fall in love? Then RoboCop shows up and they all fall in love.
Yeah. So there's that. You can look for that. I think it's on YouTube.
That's awesome.
Also, I'm sure you remember, I guess it was like middle of last week when we had that old man that was watching a bison and the bison flipped him like a rag doll, right?
Yeah, really scary to watch.
Well, I know for a fact, Mike, you like revenge movies, right?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I want to thank
That's a quick hit right there.
Want to thank our buddy Josh Stroka for dropping that off the Comedy Labs. We appreciate that very much.
Fun. Good stuff. I love it.
Let us close with this. This is not AI. This is a real joke, and it's one that I like very much. This comedian, his name is Joe Yannetti, and I think this one will give you a smile going into your Monday evening.
Barry John told me this joke many years ago. There's an Italian guy walking down the street. He's got a watermelon under each arm. Yep. His buddy goes, hey, man, what time is it? He's like, fuck. He very carefully puts one watermelon down, very gently puts the other watermelon down, goes, I don't know.
There it is. I knew it. I knew the joke.
Great, you know.
Still a funny joke.
Summertime, fun time, joke time, watermelon time.
Well, there we go. We go away for a while. We run out of show again because we have so much fun here. We do every day. I hope you join us every day. And thank you to everybody who was in the comments today. Appreciate that. And look for Rob Spivak in a King's Dominion television commercial.
Yes.
I'm going to guess they turn those around pretty quickly, don't they?
They're
going
to have to because, I mean, they want people in for the summer. We're in phase two of the summer now, Mike. And after this All-Star break, that's when theme parks really light up.
Right. And the Valerian or whatever it's called.
Pantherian.
I got it right. We will see you tomorrow with a brand new episode for Josh Stroka and Rob Spivak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Unfortunately, today, Mike O'Mara was unable to play his soundboard. Hopefully, tomorrow, Mike will be back with a soundboard you can enjoy. Please accept our apologies.